Coming up on today's episode of Heads or Tails, we introduce the moderator and two debaters on the show. We talk about different topics, including who the Twin Leaf Storm should take with their first pick. We also discuss what the Viridian Gamblers are doing with their scouting strategy. For this, we go to Heads or Tails. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Heads or Tails, the weekly debate show that brings our debating selves together to discuss all of the big events that are occurring over the previous week. I am your host, Anaru himself, here with our two debaters, the two hosts of the show, along with myself, and welcome to this. As always, be sure to like, subscribe, follow the podcast and the show wherever you're listening, whether it's the radio, television, podcast format, whatever you've got, check it out and follow us to make sure that you're always listening to the next episodes. Enough about me, though, a little bit about the show. This is Heads or Tails, the debate show that happens once a week, as I've mentioned previously, goes over all the different events that are occurring over the previous week. I am going to be your moderator for the debate, and as a result, I am just going to step back and let our two debaters talk. So why don't we get to that if we want to introduce our first debater?
Thank you, Anaru. I really appreciate what you're doing here, making sure that you're able to moderate between us two. I am your first debater, the one, the only, Aaron A. Anderson, out here representing for all of the people here that are looking for people like myself to talk about the truth, unlike my fellow debater over here. I'm here to bring you the top quality basketball content from a reasonable person, understanding the ability to speak loquaciously as you understand the way that we're going to be operating through these sort of things here. Now, of course, I'm only one half of this equation, or technically a third if we're going to introduce our moderator as well. Let's introduce that other third over here.
We are finally live. Hello, listeners all across the interweb, whether you're listening to us through television, radio, podcast, or whatever. I'm the second debater, the much more correct debater, Hop Baymore, and today we're just going to go through a few of the preliminary things. You're going to be hearing some bold takes, maybe a few outlandish topics, really a lot of debating over things. You're going to hear some points of views, and trust me when I say that you'll be on my side at the end of all of these debates. If you believe so, that's absolutely the case. With that being said, since this is the very first episode and there's a lot of introductions about the type of show this is and all that sort of stuff, it's going to be slimmed down a bit. There's also not a lot to talk about with the draft recently occurring, so we might as well dive into that. As you heard on last Friday, the first draft of the ARBA just began, and with the first overall pick, the Twin Leaf Storm were lucky enough to get that first overall selection. There's a lot of debate, of course, going over who's going to get that first overall pick, who's going to be selected with that pick. Aaron A., who do you think the Twin Leaf Storm should select with the first overall pick?
Really? This is how we're going to start off our debate. We're not going to start with some questions that's actually going to be debatable here. We're going to start with probably the most obvious answer to a question that is possibly out there. There's really only two options. And if you take more than 15 seconds to look at this, there's really only one option here. You choose Dragapult. You take Dragapult, you take the center, and you end up winning a championship within the first 2 years. Okay? We're not talking about some sort of guess. We're not talking about some sort of ambidextrous, sort of mind-boggling, twisty of the mind sort of situation. No, no, no. We pick the best player available. And the best player available is Dragapult. We're not talking about some sort of scrub. We're talking about a three-time MVP, a two-time Defensive Player of the Year. This player led the stats in every single player category. Led in scoring twice, led in rebounding three times, assists twice, steals twice, a block leader. As a center, this player is shooting nearly 40% from three. As a center, the player is shooting 81.1% in free throw percentage for its career. As a center, 52.8% from field goal range. A center with 6.6 assists, a center with 20.9 points per game in their career in 36 games. Are you debating this? It's fairly obvious if you think about it for more than 15 seconds. But naturally, as I'm already looking across the aisle and I'm seeing, oh my God, Hop, you're going to look at me like this?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're prepared to hear something outlandish because this is obviously going to be something outlandish.
Okay, sure. Yeah, outlandish. Outlandish to think that Dragapult isn't exactly what it's cracked up to be. I mean, think about the stats that Dragapult's putting up. Yes, I understand. 20.9 points in their career, 8.6 rebounds, 6.6 assists. They look like a star. We get it. That makes sense. It makes sense. Look, all the stats are suggesting it. The awards are suggesting it. That seems great and all. But Dragapult gets injured every game. I mean, Dragapult couldn't stay healthy if it was depending on its career. Oh, wait, that's what it's doing. Its whole career is focused on the idea that it can stay healthy, and it's just not staying healthy. And you're trying to ask me to lead a franchise with this sort of play? Are you kidding me, Aaron A? This is the player you're going to stake your career on? No.
Yep.
We're going to go with somebody a bit more out of the blue, that dark horse sort of player that I think, at the end of the day, is going to come out as the best player in this first draft, and that is Scyther. Scyther has that capability to be... Well, you don't have to give me that sort of expression. Scyther is that player. Scyther is a defensive monster. Scyther out here, its statistics, sure, aren't exactly amazing compared to Dragapult and Goodra and all the other normal first place persons.
That's not what we're operating on here. You're telling me that the best player out of a 100 Pokemon full draft, you're saying the best player is Scyther? Scyther, I understand Scyther is a champion. Scyther is an all-defensive type player, and I understand that Dragapult doesn't have a championship under its belt. That makes sense. I understand why you go with a champion, but you're going to choose Scyther? Scyther. Out of all, Scyther had 14.4 points for its career. It had 6.0 rebounds, respectable, but it's a center. 3.5 assists. We have an upgraded version of Scyther in the game, and that's Dragapult. A better field goal percentage shooter, a better three-point shooter, a better free throw shooter. And you're telling me that we're going to go with Scyther?
Aaron A., you have to listen to the intangibles. The intangibles that Dragapult just doesn't seem to have. When you look at how Scyther plays the game, it's all about the winning, the loyalty to the franchise that it'll play for. And plus, Scyther has played 39 of the 40 games. Can you say the same about Dragapult? I understand Dragapult started 36 of the games, but tell me, how many did Dragapult finish? 26, exactly. Not nearly as many as Scyther has. Dragapult missed one out of every three games, it felt like. And then we go to where it matters most. In the playoffs. The playoffs that, may I remind you, my choice has won a game. My choice has won a game or two in the playoffs. Oh, wait, my choice has won a championship. An all-defensive player in the championship, unlike yours. That's why they should go with Scyther. Scyther, 7'7" center, big size, an ability to just clog the paint. It's the type of player you want. You want that sort of player. It's so much better than having Dragapult. Dragapult is being overhyped.
Are you telling me that you're going to say your 7'7" Scyther player is a better player than 7'9" Dragapult? A player that is able to use its strength more powerfully. A multiple-time MVP. In fact, of the four possible MVPs that have been given out, three of them are to Dragapult. 7'9" center. And you're saying that Scyther is going to be better? Oh, please. I understand we have to agree to disagree in this instance, but come on. You could have chosen anybody better. You could have chosen anybody, but you chose Scyther. Yeah. I don't understand. Yeah. You chose Scyther.
Look, at the end of the day, when I have more championships than you, we're going to figure it out. That's basically what the decision's going to be.
I suppose, yeah, that's going to be what the end decision is based off of, whether or not the players that are selected end up leading that team to championships in the future. And of course, with the way that salaries are going to be constructed, that first-round pick is going to be a five-year, $30 million salary. So it's definitely going to be impactful to see, not only in the immediate future how that's going to play out, but in the long-term future. We'll move on to the next topic here, which goes into a team that Aaron A. is all too familiar with, the Viridian Gamblers. Reports are coming out from Gamblers Camp with a week before the draft, again the draft this Saturday, that the Gamblers' strategy has been to send their scouts basically to any location and just kind of figure out what to do from there. A lot of randomization is being involved with this. They're kind of just doing a lot of wild things. So, Aaron A., do you think that the scouting strategy they're applying here is going to be useful? Do you think it's going to work? Or is this kind of just a strategy that's being tossed out there?
Well, as you must know, I have a long history with the fans of the Viridian Gamblers. I got nothing against the organization. I think the owner is a fantastic person. The players that are going to be drafted there, perfectly great people, and it's not their fault they're going to a nauseating organization that doesn't have any sort of sense or capability whatsoever. It's not their fault that they're going to go to an organization that has no management structure or anything like that. It's not their fault that their fans are the most nauseating, no-good, dirty sons of guns that we've ever seen before in our lives. It's not their fault that they're going to be drafted to an organization like that. They could have been drafted anywhere else, but, you know, players have to go to where players have to go. And I know that, first of all, the fans of this team are some of the most disgusting, no-good sons of guns that we've ever seen in our entire life. I do not understand it. I don't understand it. The league hasn't been active for like 2 weeks, and already they've got fans out here claiming they're going to win the championship and everything like that, when they have scouts going to random locations and everything like that. I have no idea how in the world that this could be working out in any way, shape, or form. Can I put this out? Let me throw this out there. They do not have a scout at Dragapult or Gudra's camp. The two presumably best players in this draft. The only debate about Dragapult versus Gudra is whether or not consistency over the boom-bust type of capability that Dragapult and Gudra have, okay? I understand if you choose Gudra, if you want to be safer with the health risks and everything that Hop was mentioning earlier. I understand if you want to do that. But you don't send a scout to either one of those camps. I understand that you don't have a top two pick. But you still want to do something in case another team makes the foolish decision of not picking one of these two players. And you're going to tell me that you're not going to send a scout to the two best players? You're not going to send a scout to the top two players, top three players? I don't know if they send a scout to a first round potential draft pick. But of course, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because somehow, when you trust in the Gamblers, they will let you down. They are rolling a dice, and no matter how long you try to push your luck, at the end of the day, you're gonna get a bad roll. You're gonna get a bad roll. And the question is not now. It's not when. It's not if. It's when. I kind of hope they go 10-0. I want them to go 10-0, be the first undefeated team in the playoffs, and then just fall off a cliff. But of course, I understand my fellow debater here isn't exactly a huge fan of that particular strategy.
As usual, Aaron A., you're incorrect again. As usual, you're incorrect again. This is their strategy that they're applying. They're not going to follow the same ideas that every other team plays with. Why would they do that? They'd follow the same traps. They'll go for the Dragapults and the Gudras, all these presumable top picks. And they'll miss out on the opportunity of taking a real basketball player. You don't want to go for top-tier players like these in college. No, you want to look for them. You want to look for the dark horses. You want to look for the diamonds in the roughs. And I understand that the Gamblers have made my team from the very beginning. I understand that the decisions that they've made in the past may or may not have worked out. But this is a new league. a new opportunity, a new place for decisions to be made for the better. And it's the beginning, it's the first season. It's the first season. And I can tell you what, the Aduran Regions team, the Gamblers, that's right, Aduran Regions team, the Aduran Region team, the Gamblers, they're going to be the ones that take this first selection in the first round and go all the way with it. With their first pick, they're going to pick a phenomenal player.
Oh my God.
Through this exact strategy. They're not going to pick the person that's rated highly by scouts or anything like that. Really? Scouts have been wrong all the time. They're going to choose the dark horse candidate that they think will take them all the way, and I believe that they'll make the right decision. That's what I do. You, I do believe that.
So you're telling me that you're going to put your faith in the Gamblers front office? In the Gamblers front office?
Yeah.
For goodness sake, they chose a team name called the Gamblers, and you're telling me you're putting faith in luck?
I happen to believe that the team name is to show that sort of dedication that comes with luck. Luck is nothing more than just opportunity meeting hard work. And so we're showing that we've got all of the hard workers. We've got the people that have that opportunity. And we're going to go far with this. Okay? We're going to choose a player. We're not going to choose a player that fits us well. We're going to choose a rotation that fits us well. We're going to be the top team in the league this year.
Hold on. A bet? Okay. We're going to put a bet on this, okay? We'll put a bet on this, okay? We'll calculate the score throughout the entire year. We'll put, what do you want to say? Let's say 10 points on it. Okay, 10, I don't even know. We'll put 10, do you have an idea?
We'll put soda pop. Soda pop.
Yes, yeah.
We'll put
10 soda pop. We'll put 10 soda pop on the idea that you're gonna think that the Gamblers are gonna win the league this first year. You're gonna put that bet that the Gamblers are gonna win the league this first bet.
I am going to put that bet right there. The Viridian Gamblers. I'm putting 10 soda pop that the Viridian Gamblers are going to win the first season of the ARBA.
Oh my God, this might be the easiest 10 soda pop I win in my entire life. This might be the easiest. I just 10 free soda pop right there. I don't have to pay for it or nothing.
All right. Thank you very much, though, as we are going to wrap up our show right there. Understandably, it's a very short show, but over time, we'll be able to make sure that we get longer segments with more discussion about different topics that are occurring throughout the week. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. For Aaron and Hop, I am Anaru himself. Thank you very much for listening again. Check us out next week or check out the other shows on the network. For example, on Wednesdays, the Aduran Show featuring Aduran himself. And you can check out Friday's show, ARBA Tonight, with our panel there as they get ready to discuss what the events of the draft will be like. The draft, of course, happening this Saturday. Thank you very much again, everyone, for listening and for checking us out. Make sure to subscribe and watch other episodes on this channel. Until next time, everyone, take care.